Penguins. Deadpan. Hey, Deadpan, welcome to episode number 251. I love you, period. Do you love me, question mark? Please, please, exclamation point. I want to hold you in parentheses.
Hey, everybody, it's Rebound from the Charity Strike. Send across me, Trigger Mike. Yeah, that's him. Anyways, dude, why do you think people should listen to the show?
Tuesdays with Trigger.
That is the worst idea ever. You should listen to Charity Strike because I think I'm effing hilarious and what I think goes.
What?
Anyways, you should check us out for sports updates, humor, all the good stuff. We are the best / worst sports show ever. So check us out at thecharitystrike.com, facebook.com/thecharitystrike, and you know we're on iTunes.
Oh, daddy, yo!
More offensive than Mandingo. More shocking than Behind the Green Door. More erotic than Deep Throat. You will cream in your jeans when you see
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
Hey, Deadpan Paul Mackey. Yeah, I should have scripted this because it all just left me. So I was just recently, like, days before the Deadpan episode release, listening to on shuffle play the Thought Gang Real Indication. That was awesome that was selected for an earbuddy, however it was appreciated or not. I really love that song. And let's see, secondly, I have an earbuddy, so we can move on from that. There's something else. Jack, yogurt making class. That sounds great, you know, because yogurt always helps me get my groove back when there's been, like antibiotics or something like that, something, you know, not going so well. Yogurt. Awesome. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
So, yes, you know, it's a very nice outfit. But, you know, there's really no nice or polite or delicate way to say this. You know, I don't mean it in some kind of shallow bias against any body types at all or age or anything like that. No, no. But you know what? You know your body, ma'am. And you know whether you should be sporting cleavage at this point. Or, you know, that much cleavage. It's sometimes distracting, sometimes horrifying, sometimes nightmare-inducing. And often disorienting. You know, in my nearly 40 years on the planet, I've been programmed a certain way. And so I look, and somewhere my brain's saying, no, you should enjoy that. And the other part's going, oh my God. It's not really cleavage anymore. It's cleavage. So please, you know, again, just self-assessment. Take a look before you go out. Decide if it's décolletage or décolletage. I think I will say no more on this.
You are listening to Jack Mason's Deadpan. We are Deadpan. Deadpan is the way.
Jack Mangan's Deadpan. Pop in your earbuds.
Hey Deadpan, this is the Energizer Bunny, and my earbuddy's forever buddy was Desert Pixie. For Pixie, I sent her the song called Mommy and Daddy by the Monkees, but it was the remix version. This is not your typical Monkees romp song. I mean, I like Monkees anyway, so it's not even a guilty pleasure, it's just a pleasure, but this is not their normal song. This is a very dark song. The original version of this song was quite dark to begin with, but the remix is much darker. It's also a song of its times. It talks about why do people use drugs, why are we taking advantage of natives, etc., etc. But it does it in such a way it's almost cringeworthy if you listen to it. There's, you know, a line on it, would it be better if I put a bullet through my head, if it was my blood sitting on the kitchen floor, you know, and this is done in the viewpoint of a kid talking to his parents. So, you know, thinking about it in that way, it's a little disturbing. And that's probably why I like it. Not because it's disturbing, but because it's so unusual for the group. You don't expect something like this from the Monkees. So it would be interesting to see what Desert Pixie thought of the song. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Deadpan, it's Desert Pixie calling in with my Ear Buddies Forever segment, and I received a song from Miss Energizer Bunny. The song she chose for me was Mommy and Daddy by the Monkees, and I'd never heard of the song. Of course, I know who the Monkees are, but I'm not too familiar with their music other than what they had on their television show when I was a wee little child. So I listened to this song called Mommy and Daddy. It came out in 1969. Off of the album The Monkees Present. And it's a pretty bold political statement, which was, I think, pretty popular at that time, especially during the Vietnam War, but a little unexpected from the Monkees. And the version she sent me was the original version, which tackles more politically incorrect topics than the studio version, as what I found out doing my research. So I felt it was very similar to System of a Down with their BYOB song. Of course, not as heavy in the rock category, but still a pretty bold statement and pretty dark lyrics. So I appreciate the song, and I'm going to add it to my iTunes library. And it does have a kitschy beat to it, and I highly recommend the rest of you go and listen to it.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Pan.
I remember now, Southland Tales. Hey, I got that on Blu-ray, so I get to see it in full resolution. Plus, I get all three of the prequel graphic novels on the Blu-ray, so I can page through them on my Blu-ray player. Although I must confess I've had it for about 6 months, and haven't actually looked at it yet, but I will get around to it, and when I do, I'll leave a little mini-review. Talk to you later. Bye.
The Past Memories.
Hey, Deadpan, this is the Energizer Bunny with my dumb memory. Recently, I was at the When Words Collide convention. As most of you know, I volunteer there, and I was sitting at the registration desk. And this was Sunday morning, and by Sunday morning, you've had too little sleep, and it's been a long con, and you're a little punch drunk. So I had found these stickers, and they were Calgary stickers. They're the white hat with the word Calgary on them. And for whatever reason, I was really excited about these, and I was giving them to everybody, and I was just perky and obviously not had enough sleep. And right in the middle of it, I said, "It's the little things that please me, and that makes my hubby very happy." And all around me, the faces dropped. And as soon as that happened, I realized what I said. What I had meant was that I didn't need the grand gestures like flowers and candy, etc. He could just give me stickers and that would make me happy. What was inferred was, well, you know full well. And I just kind of melted. Luckily, my husband wasn't there at the time, although I did tell him about it later. But yeah, that's my memory from the con. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to violence, the word and the act. While violence cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains.
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
So it turns out that in response to Stallone's steroid old-timers all-star game series of Expendables movies, Sandra Bullock has assembled Ashley Judd, Jennifer Lopez, Jennifer Aniston, Julia Roberts, Ruth Buzzy, Sarah Jessica Parker, and the other three to form the Voltron of horrible chick flick date movies, featuring Susan Sarandon as the saucy older lady, probably Jennifer Lopez's mom, and also Whoopi Goldberg as the token funny sassy old black lady. And yep, you'll have Rosie O'Donnell. I'm sure Bette Midler will show up with repulsive, inappropriate cleavage. Jim J. Bullock is in there somewhere too as a token gay friend. And of course, it's all based on a book by Carrie Fisher. It's unclear whether this film will restore balance to the force that may have been knocked askew by Stallone's Expendables movies, but one thing that is certain is that in the final ultimate bit of trickery to lure inattentive boyfriends into the theater to see this movie, the film has been titled Exploding Death Skull Blade of the Ya-Ya Sisterhood.
Now for the song that I sent Miss Energizer Bunny, I sent to her, the song is called Rush by Depeche Mode off their Songs of Faith and Devotion album. And I chose this song for a couple reasons. One, Depeche Mode is kind of one of my all-time top favorite bands. I've seen them several times in concert. And this song in particular is not one of their most famous songs. So I thought that maybe it would be unfamiliar to Bunny and also maybe to several of you folks as well. And the song has some emotional connection for me. It just reminds me of a time when I was in my late teens, just starting out as a young adult out of my own and with relationships and love and loss and just, you know, we're all full of emotion at that time. So I'm curious to hear what Miss Bunny thought of the song, and if you're unfamiliar with Depeche Mode, go check them out, especially the song Rush. Thanks, Deadpan. Deadpan is the motherfucking way. Later.
Hey, Deadpan, this is the Energizer Bunny with Ear Buddies Forever. My ear buddy was Desert Pixie, and we were obviously both living in the past, because I gave her a Monkey song, and she gave me a Depeche Mode song. But, you know, the past is good sometimes. Anyways, the song Desert Pixie gave me was Rush by Depeche Mode. Depeche Mode was on my radar, but I've never really got into them. I didn't dislike them. I guess I was indifferent to them. And to be honest, probably still am. The song was fun, and the lyrics were very beautiful, actually. If you go back and just read the lyrics and don't listen to the song, they're very sweet. Pixie had mentioned something about the lyrics that I'm not going to say here. That's for her to say. But they are sweet lyrics. You know, the guy did all these things just for her. And it wasn't what you would expect, like, now you left me. No, it's just, I'm doing these things because I love you, which is very sweet. But the music itself was there for me. It was nice enough. I didn't dislike it, like I said. But it was Depeche Mode. And really, that's all I have to say on it. So thanks, Pixie. I'm always glad to broaden my musical horizons. And I did a little bit, because I don't remember. I probably heard this song once before, but I don't remember it off the top of my head. And and that's it. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, what's up? This is John Butchergrass from ESPN Sports Center. You are listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
Do not try and bend the spoon. That's impossible. Instead, only try to realize the truth.
What truth?
There is no spoon.
There is no spoon?
Then you'll see that it is not the spoon that bends, it is only yourself.
Well, J.R. Murdoch, thank you for showing up to this band meeting, even if nobody else did. I've called this band meeting because we need to discuss our next album, which I'd like to be a concept album. But we're really having trouble coming up with a coherent subject. If everyone were here, we could discuss it more. When I brought it up to the Energizer Bunny, she looked up momentarily from the grand piano with the mountain of cocaine and naked groupies on the slopes on top of it, and she said, http://www.tor.com/blog/2012/09/ this is what happens when statues come to life. I thought that was an okay song title, but not good for a full album. So then I found our drummer, Vanamond, who was hitting things for fun, of course, because he's a drummer. I emerged with a black eye, wondering what the hell he could have meant when he suggested Talking of Hermione. http://m.gizmodo.co.uk/2012/09/whatever you do, just don't search Google for Emma Watson, okay? The bass player Lo Pan was sitting on a couch wearing enormous headphones that I could hear were blasting 1970s Rush albums. He took off the headphones and came up with this mind-blowing idea for the opening song. Star runs to get the X-Lax star. Naturally, Nomad Scry, the lead guitarist, made it all about him, saying, "Funny how racist that sounds and how much it sounds like he was trying to keep an open and scientific mind." Not to be outdone, the singer, Espy, brought out a sheaf of notes on paper with her own photo in the stationery header, and said, through the cloud of weed smoke, "Zygotes, gays, gay zygotes." "So I've come to a decision, JR. Since the rest of the band couldn't even be bothered to attend our meeting here, you and I will break up the band and form our own side project. Our album will be an experimental masterpiece of jazz, fusion, filk, reggae, sludge metal, Appalachian, Zydeco show tunes. We'll base it on that first thing you said this week. You remember? After you'd passed out and been declared legally dead, you woke up under the pile of groupies, Jack Daniels empties, and pesos in the back of the tour bus and said, 'Fisties on Tuesday, woo woo.'"
Jack Mangus Deadpan!
All right, I feel like with a few exceptions, this episode has been really crass, and I take full responsibility for the crassness. I don't know if we'll exactly bring class to all of this, but we'll at least bring it up with something, you know, some people find mystical and other people just find healthy. Of course, it's going to end up being some diarrhea podcasting, and, you know, and that's how we'll elevate the tone, by making diarrhea jokes. No, actually, you know what? This is probably going to be even more disgusting than anything that's come before. Because, as John Bowes, Paul Mackey, alluded at the beginning of this episode, I actually have completed my first month of yoga. You know, I mentioned that a few weeks ago, that I was starting up a yoga class. And as much as I despise diary podcasting, I do want to share a few anecdotes and one almost dumbass memory from the whole thing. Now, it's actually Bikram yoga, which means that the temperature inside the room is somewhere near 1,471 degrees, and the humidity is somewhere around 700%. And, you know, after my very first class, I came out and realized I had never smelled worse in my entire life. Nothing I've ever done has caused me to have a more foul odor. Speaking of foul, every surface in the damn building, every rug, every carpet, every seat, everywhere, is alive with other people's sweat. In the men's room in front of the toilet, there's a little carpet, and yes, there are two wet footprints. In my almost dumbass memory, I've managed actually to stay in the room for the full 90 minutes every single time. I've only gone 5 times, but except for the first time. The first time, I don't know, about 45 minutes in, one other guy kind of broke the seal. He went outside to get some fresh air. So, you know, about a few minutes after he went out and came back in, I stepped outside just for a second, just to kind of cool off for a second. And so out in the lobby, I noticed these little water bottles, these little spray water bottles. And I thought, oh, well, that's a really clever idea. That'd be just the thing to cool off. And so I picked up this water bottle, aimed it at my face, and pulled the trigger. And thank God nothing came out except for a slight ammonia smell. Yes, these are actually the bottles full of some kind of detergent or soapy stuff for wiping down your mat when you're done. So if it had not malfunctioned, then I would have gotten a face full of it and had a true dumbass memory. All right, all that said, it's been very positive. It's expensive, so I don't know what I'm going to do now that my little trial is over. But it's been very positive, and I know you're thinking, well, I'm not one of those yoga people, or, you know, I could never do that, but that was me, and I do highly recommend that you just, you know, give it a try. It's brutal, but you know what, you really do feel good afterwards. And you know what, if I can go to class alone with a borrowed pink yoga mat and be that guy with the pink yoga mat alone in the class, then you know what, you can do it too. However, I will state that you probably won't hear much about yoga again on Deadpan. If, whether I continue to go or whether, you know, whether I kind of yoga fade on it, I'm not going to become one of those yoga people and start talking in, you know, the yoga voice. Unless, of course, I could be like Dal Sim from Street Fighter 2 and stretch my arms out way across the screen and shoot yoga fire and get you with the yoga noogie, because that would just be fucking incredible. All right. Enough. Savasana. Oh, yeah, that's one last anecdote. They say Savasana for lie down on your back and relax. And yeah, I looked it up, and yeah, that means corpse pose.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Nobody loves you, but don't feel special. Nobody is a dirty, dirty whore. This is Marlo Diane, and you are listening to The Deadpan.
All right, thank you, Deadpan. Good night, Mush. Good night, Great Green Room. The next episode, or two, or three, but no more than three, will be dedicated to Buckaroo Banzai. So if you have seen the movie, then you do have an opinion, and I want it. So record it and send it to me, 480-788-JMDP. No, actually, that's the voicemail line. So yes, you don't even have to record it. Just pick up the phone and call 480-788-5637. Or record the shit using Audacity, GarageBand, whatever. Get an MP3 file or a WAV file or an AIFF file and email it in to me. Whatever your opinion on Buckaroo Banzai, it's definitely a movie that has points worthy of discussion. And thank you very much to those of you who have already sent me stuff. Beyond that, you know, in the months ahead, I have an Evil Dead-related poll that I want to do well before the reboot movie comes out next year, so we'll try to get that done before the end of the year. And, well, shit, I don't know. We are going to close with a new piece of music. This is another mashup. This one is simply called XVPQ. All right, good night again. Deadpan is the motherfucking way. Thanks again to Tony Mast for putting us up on the couch. Peace. Namaste.